Thank you, men. Thank you, ladies. We're gonna skip our special this morning. It's a little bit later getting into the message because of our recognition. And I tell you what, I don't mind that a bit. Okay. And so we're gonna skip the special. Let's get right into the preaching this morning. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. And for sake of time, I'm not going to have you stand like we normally would in honor of the Word of God. I'm not going to read the entire passage. I'm going to read the verse that my title is taken from, and then we will look at other verses in the context. I always manage to overlook Brianna Heyman when she is home from college. Brianna, I don't know if I just can't see you or what it is. Or if you dye your hair purple, I probably could pick you out, but that's all right. Good to have Brianna home as well. Look at Hebrews chapter 9. I'm just kidding about dying your purple. Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 26. Okay, notice what the Bible says. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. This is talking about Jesus Christ. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, the sacrifice of himself. Let's pray together and we'll get to the message. Father, thank you for this day. Lord, the opportunity to give a well-deserved moment of recognition to these that have served in our country's armed forces is always a joy. And it just creates a great spirit and atmosphere. And Lord, we know that even as we are here this morning in freedom having a church service, there are men and women overseas, maybe in harm's way, in our armed forces, defending freedom around the world. We pray for them this morning. We ask, God, that you'll bless this time in your word. Open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things from your law. Speak to us as only you can. Dear Spirit, have total control of this service. Fill me and every listener with your power. In Jesus' name, and amen. One of the words most often used during this special time of the year is the word sacrifice. Sacrifice. Veterans are men and women of sacrifice. And really, not just the veteran, but the families that the veteran leaves behind is as much a part of that sacrifice as the people going themselves. Kids sacrifice and wives sacrifice, as well as the men and women who join to serve in our armed forces. There is the sacrifice of being away from home. There is the sacrifice of being away from loved ones. There's the sacrifice of comfort and convenience. There's the sacrifice of country and culture. And I could go on and on. Unfortunately, on this day, I speak as a complete novice because I never served in the armed forces. And many of you didn't either. But I'm very thankful for those who have. And sacrifice is the word. The greatest sacrifice that those people make is the sacrifice of themselves. They give body, they give soul, they give spirit, they give blood, they give sweat, they give tears, they give time, they give opportunity. And if called on, they sacrifice life. Life itself. The sacrifice of themselves. 624,999 American civilians have sacrificed their lives. That's from World War I to Operation Iraqi Freedom. That does not include some of the wars previous to World War I. That's a large number of people. 624,999. That's the size of Baltimore, Maryland. So an entire city of people, if you will. And that's everything from World War II, where the greatest number of American civilians, American armed forces personnel died. 405,399 was the largest in World War II. To Bosnia, where 12 American citizens or soldiers or sailors, whatever, were sacrificed in Bosnia. That's a whole lot of people. That's a whole lot of bloodshed. That's combat deaths. That's deaths from accident or sickness. Nobody in my family lost their life in a war anywhere, but my aunt's cousin died in Vietnam, not due to combat, but the Jeep he was riding in ran over a device that exploded, and the Jeep flipped over, and he lost his life. I think it was a bomb of some sort. I can't remember exactly what happened. And let's not forget that some who don't die are seriously maimed. And their lives are changed forever because of loss of limb or loss of vision, loss of hearing. PTSD is real. That post-traumatic stress disorder, it's very difficult, especially for those who are coming back from combat. And then you add to what the Vietnam veterans had experienced when they came back. They were spit on. Called baby killers. That plays on your psyche. I watched an incredible hunting video the other day while I was exercising. I know it doesn't look like it, but yes, I'm still exercising, and I don't know what happened here, but anyway, it is what it is. And I think all the half of what Tom Thomason lost, I picked up, amen. But this hunting video I was watching was a veteran soldier who fought in both Iraq and Afghanistan. He lost both legs and his right arm to an IED, an improvised explosive device. He killed a nice buck, holding the bow with his left arm and pulling it back with his teeth. And he shot and killed a deer. And he was happy. And I was happy for him. And I was jealous. Amen, you know. What we're speaking about this morning is sacrifice. And you know, even men in this room, although not having died or been badly wounded, sacrificed for their country. They were willing to sacrifice themselves if need be, if duty called. And that's what this day is all about. Now, for those of you who personally sacrificed for our country, there is one who understands sacrifice. There's another who made a personal sacrifice at great cost, and that was none other than Jesus Christ Himself. Verse 26, this whole passage is talking about Jesus, and when it says at the very end of verse 26, by the sacrifice of Himself, it's referring to Jesus Christ. And I want to talk about that sacrifice of Himself this morning. First of all, I want you to notice that Jesus sacrificed Himself to put away the wrong of sin. The wrong of sin. Now, this passage teaches us how Jesus came Himself to be the sacrifice for our sin. That's what He says at the end of verse 26. But now, once in the end of the world, hath He appeared to put away sin. Now, look, usually, when people go to war, when men and women go to war, it's because someone or some country has done someone else wrong. Hitler, blitzing across the European continent to create his Aryan society. Did those people in those countries wrong? Admiral Yamamoto of Japan engineered and planned the attack on Pearl Harbor and did our country wrong. And then you got bin Laden. He engineers the plan of flying planes into buildings on U.S. soil back on 9/11/2001. He did our country wrong. War, for the most part, is because people have been wronged and another people group comes and commits themselves to stopping the perpetration of the wrong. Putting an end to it. And the truth of the matter is, it's the same for Jesus Christ. Jesus became a sacrifice Himself to put away the wrong of sin. You see, sin destroys. Sin kills. Sin steals. Sin is horrible. Now, I'm like a lot of you folks. I grew up in a Christian home, and oftentimes, it's not that Christian homes are without sin. That's not true. The Christian homes are not without sin. But some Christian homes are shelters from the devastating nature of sin. Kids are protected to a degree from sin's devastation. And that's the kind of home I grew up in. I don't know if Mom remembers this. One time, Mom, you picked up some food from a place that we never went and ate at. And I can't remember much about it. Tim and I were in the car, and either you went in to get the food. While you were in getting the food, this man and this woman in another vehicle pulled up. They got into an argument, and the man took his fist and hit the woman right in the face. I saw that as a little boy, and I will forget that. That's about the totality of the devastation of sin that I saw growing up because I was raised in a Christian home. I got to Chicago in Bible college, was working in the bus ministry. I saw the devastation of sin. I saw it. I saw the man with the broken whiskey bottle laying in Division Street with a bullet shot in his head and the blood seeping out of the pavement. He even took the bus a different way so the kids wouldn't look at that, wouldn't see it. I saw the drunken man in a rumpled suit and tie with his hands on the parking meter swaying back, vomiting all over himself because of in taking in too much alcohol. I saw the woman. I don't have time to go into the stories this morning. I saw the woman bleeding from her mouth and her nose because her husband, in a drunken rage, kicked her. And I came right to the house right after it happened. And the woman sitting there in the chair, the table overturned, and the cereal and the milk and the silverware all over the kitchen floor. And the woman sitting there trying to stop the flow of blood because her husband got mad and kicked her in the face. I saw the devastation. Moved out to Iowa. Right, long ways from the big city of Chicago and all the crime and devastation of sin that's up there. In that little town of Conesville, population 301 by the 1980 census. By 1990, it had grown by 33. That little city. I don't see it happen, but I deal with the after effects of a grown man taking his fist in a drunken rage and beating the life out of a 2-year-old girl. Beating her to death. Over and over and over. You see, those deaths and those crimes were not the result of some maniacal dictator. Those crimes, those deaths were the result of sin on a personal level. The result of man's sin nature. Because sin takes a toll on each one of us. That's the nature of sin. That nature of sin that came into the world, came into the human race, if you will, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command all the way back in the Garden of Eden. And from that time forward, sin takes a toll on people. Look at the offspring of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. What happens? Cain rises up and kills his brother. It's because sin takes a toll on people. Sin takes a toll on me. Sin takes a toll on you. Sin takes a toll on those people who are able to avoid the major meltdowns of wrong. Do you understand, people, that some folks go through life never murdering anyone, never tasting a drop of an alcoholic beverage, never taking any kind of narcotic drug? They go through life working hard and being honest for the most part. And some places, sometimes even practicing some form of faith, but because of sin, they still die and go to hell. Because of the sin nature that causes men and women to lie, to disobey. You know, things that we call the lightweight sins, those sins, the result of the sin nature. And the wages of sin is death, death and hell. That's why Jesus told that very religious man named Nicodemus in John chapter 3, Nicodemus, your religion is not enough to get you to heaven. You can't see or enter heaven unless you're born again. It's the nature of sin. Jesus became a sacrifice himself to put away the wrong of sin. Aren't you thankful that salvation through Jesus Christ makes it possible for us to have victory over the power of sin? It does. I'm not against programs that are designed to help those with addictions and so forth, but I want to tell you something. You know, in years gone by, getting saved, and Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night was good enough. Old-fashioned altars and invitations were great methodology in being set free from the power of sin. Getting right with God. Jesus sacrificed himself to put away the wrong of sin. I must hasten. Number two this morning, I want you to notice that Jesus sacrificed himself because the blood of animals was not sufficient. the blood of animals was not sufficient. Look at verse number 23. The Bible says it was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. Is talking about verse number 19, where the Bible talks about Moses and how he killed calves and he killed goats, and with the blood of bulls and goats and calves, he made a sacrifice for sins. But people, the blood of bulls and goats could not take away the deep guilt of man's sin. The blood of animals could not pay the price for man's sin. And one of the reasons, people, is because human beings are a higher life form than that of animals. I know that probably disappoints some of you. You like your little pet dog, but he's not going to heaven. And your cat, for sure, is not going to heaven. My father-in-law got scratched by a cat, ended up in the hospital with blood poisoning to clear up his armpit. I don't know, I can't believe it. The little horse is not going to heaven. Brother Lefty, he likes horses. Go try to get me on a horse. That'll be... Animals are lower life forms than human beings. Can I illustrate it this way, Brother Alan, if you'll stand up here, please? And we're going to let Alan represent the Godhead, okay? Poor choice, I know, but that's what I hear, okay? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, okay? Now, there's another. Come here, Brother Logan, if you will. There's a life form, if you will, that God created. Okay, if you could stand right here, if you would, please. Up one more. Why don't you do that? There's a life form of you... Can you see Alan back there? Back up a little bit, Alan, all right? You're too tall, Logan. Go. No, I'm not. You're all right. Here we go. So, this is the angelic realm. Angels are created beings. This realm was never created. This realm's always existed. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. This realm was created, the angelic realm, okay? Then you got, Brother Trevor, if you would, please, sir, if you can make it up here after that beating. This guy took a beating last Monday, man. So, he's going to represent humanity, okay? And Trent, we'll let you represent the animal kingdom, okay? You're thinking, good choice, right? Amen. So what is he this morning?
A dog.
A dog, oh. A dog, you're a dog. Okay. Calves and bulls and goats are part of the animal kingdom. This level of life, if you will. The blood from these animals could never take away the sin of people on this level. So you know what had to happen? Somebody from here condescended and took upon himself the form of a man and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He came in a man's body, a human body, like Alan's body, yet without sin, because his body did not have the blood of a human being. His body had the blood of God.
Amen.
That virgin birth. That conception that was overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. It brought life to the seed of the woman. Without her knowing a man. Miracle by a miraculous God. And just the man Jesus Christ, and that the God-man came and took upon himself the form of a human, made a little lower than the angels. Hebrews chapter 1 or 2 tells us that man is made a little lower than the angels. By the way, did you notice that Jesus skipped this level? And there were angels that sinned. And the wages of sin is death. And that's not just physical death. That's eternal separation from God forever. And the angels that sinned against God are going to suffer the wages of sin in eternal hell forever and ever and ever. And there is no redemption available for them. None. But God loved man. And gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who became like man and suffered and bled and died, and sinless blood, spotless blood, pure blood, didn't just take away man's sin. I mean, didn't just cover it, took it away. I love that song. His blood is not just blood of another spotless lamb, but His blood was precious blood, for it washed the sin of man. And His blood, it heals my body, and it sets my spirit free. I'm so glad His precious blood still flows from Calvary. And your sin can be taken away today. Because Jesus Christ came and shed His blood for sinful man. Thank you, fellows. You may be seated. The blood of bulls and goats couldn't do it. But the blood of God could. And God's blood did. Jesus Christ sacrificed Himself because the blood of animals was not sufficient. Jesus Christ sacrificed Himself to put away the wrong of sin. Number three, lastly this morning, Jesus sacrificed Himself once, and that was good forever. Look at verse 26 in your Bible this morning. For then must He often have suffered since the foundation of the world, talking about how that the blood of bulls and goats could not cleanse, could not take away sin. But now once, one time, in the end of the world. Look at verse 28. So Christ was once offered. How many times? Once. To bear the sins of many. Let me ask you. How many more women and men will have to sacrifice themselves because of the wrongs of others? In other words, how many more wars will there be? You think we've seen the last of war? There are a group of people out there, global peace people, and they're of the mindset that, you know, man can somehow work together and bring global peace. There eventually will be a world with no war, people, with no fighting, with no wrong, when the Prince of Peace comes and sets up His kingdom. But until then, there will be wars. Because men and women will continue to do wrong. Until then, men and women will continue to commit sin. But thankfully, Jesus Christ came and with one sacrifice, He sacrificed Himself one time. It was good enough for all time. So that means today, 2018, November 11, the blood of Jesus Christ offered on the old rugged cross is still powerful enough to forgive you and cleanse you from your sin. Sacrifice. That's the word we think about this time of year. And once again in May for Memorial Day. The sacrifice of Jesus Himself. By the sacrifice of Himself. He didn't send somebody else to do it. He came Himself. He sacrificed Himself to put away the wrong of sin. He sacrificed Himself because the blood of animals was not sufficient. He sacrificed Himself once, and that was good for all time. Veterans, appreciate sincere thankfulness for their sacrifice. I think they appreciate that. Maybe you couldn't see it this morning, but on the faces of these men here, I saw appreciation. They don't have to be held up and hot. They just appreciate a thank you. A thank you. You know, and I appreciate, you know, some restaurants give meals. Some places give haircuts. I think some places give oil changes. Amen. It's wonderful. It's great. I saw this video I was telling you about was about these veterans that were hunting, and there were two other veterans that this place every year they provide a free hunt down in Texas for a couple of veterans, and they let them hunt, you know, what the animals that are on the property there, and then they always have a big feast, and they fix up, I mean, man, inch thick steaks fresh beefsteaks right out of the pasture almost, and all the fixings. And at this dinner for these two veterans, the sponsors, the advertisers, the ones who support the show with their products, they send all these free gifts, and I got to watch. They filmed that part of it. They filmed as the men, as these fellows, they gave trail cameras, and they gave equipment, and they gave clothing, and they gave gift cards. And this is from such and such, and this is from Leopold, and this is from Hunter Safety System, and this is from Beeman Arrows, and this is from this clothing company, and this. And they just gave gift after gift after gift after gift to those two veterans. And you could see that the veterans were pleased. So thank you. And people, do you understand that Jesus appreciates sincere thankfulness for His sacrifice? And you know the best way to start that thankfulness is to receive what He did through His death, burial, and resurrection. Receive it. He did it for you. Just like these men went into the armed forces, if need be, to go to combat to defend freedom for us. Jesus came to provide salvation for you. The best way to be thankful is just to receive it. It's a free gift. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to earn it. You just receive it by faith. Realizing that you are a sinner, like we talked about this morning, that you have the nature of sin, and that's why you lie, and that's why you steal, that's why you lose, I mean, not steal, but you get to lose your temper and get angry, and you were disobedient as a child. It's just the nature of sin. And Jesus came to sacrifice Himself to put away the wrong of sin. And He sacrificed Himself because it couldn't happen by the blood of bulls and goats, and it couldn't happen from another human. And His sacrifice was once for all. So just start your way of saying thanks to Jesus by receiving Him as your personal Savior. And if you have received Him as your personal Savior, when is the last time you thanked Him for sacrificing Himself? Himself. He didn't send somebody in His place. He came Himself. His blood. His death, His burial, His resurrection. He gave Himself. Father in heaven, I pray that You'll help us this morning to be thankful for the sacrifice of Christ on Calvary. We thank You for the sacrifice of these men in this room today, particularly these men. Over time, the men and women that have served our country. But our hearts, Lord, this morning are thankful for Jesus Christ, who sacrificed Himself for us. For the wrong of our sin, came to put it away, to stop it, to cleanse us, to wash us, to provide free and full salvation to everyone who would believe. That one sacrifice is good for all time. Lord, I pray that You'll help us to be grateful. And if there's anybody in the room this morning, God, not sure of salvation, not sure of heaven, I pray that today might be the day they receive Christ as their Savior. Please, Holy Spirit, work as only You can in our hearts this morning. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I wonder this morning if the Spirit of God spoke to your heart. Are you thankful for the sacrifice of Himself, Jesus Christ? When's the last time you sincerely started your day or sometime during the day stopped long enough to say, Jesus, thank You. Thank You. Are you saved? Have you trusted Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and come to Him in faith, believing that His death, burial, and resurrection was for your sin, and personally received Him as your Savior? Before we continue with the service this morning, by way of invitation, if there's somebody here today, you're not sure that you're saved, I would like to pray for you, not by name, just by a prayer of help and blessing. If you're not sure that you're on your way to heaven, if you're not sure that you're saved, that's not anything to be ashamed of. Sometimes people are never told the truth about it. But if you're not sure that you're saved, you should be concerned about it. Are you on your way to heaven? When you leave this world, will it be hello heaven? That's the question. Is there anybody here this morning, no one's looking but myself, and you would say, Pastor Angel, by way of raising my hand, I'm going to say that I do not know if I'm saved or not. I might be a good person. I might have tried to live right, but I'm not sure I'm saved according to the Word of God. Anybody like that this morning, would you slip your hand in the air? Let me pray for you. In just a moment, I'll do that as we close out the service. Anyone like that today, front to back, side to side, any person, man, woman, boy, girl, I'm not sure I'm saved. The sacrifice of Jesus Himself was for you. There might be some here today, I think there are, who came to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. If that's you, you came to do that, you're ready to follow the Lord, now's the time to come and prepare for believer's baptism while our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. And Brother Scott is coming to help out with this. And we'll get ready to baptize in just a moment. If you've never been baptized in obedience to Christ, after you were saved, now speak to one of these men about it. Come follow the Lord and be obedient to Him. If God spoke to your heart this morning because you are saved, and it's just been a while since with sincere thanks you lifted your heart toward heaven and said, thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice of yourself. And that'd be a great thing to do today, from your heart to the Lord at this time of invitation. Father in heaven, I thank you for the privilege of preaching your word. I thank you for the privilege of preaching about Jesus Christ, Himself sacrificed for our salvation, to put away the wrong of sin, because the blood of bulls and goats and animals couldn't do it. And He did it once, and it's good for all time. So, Lord Jesus, we're grateful. Help us to be that way, continually as your children. Speak to anyone's heart this morning, I pray, not sure of their salvation, not sure that heaven is their home, and those that need to follow you in believer's baptism. May the will of God be done. I pray in Jesus' name. Let's stand, please. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. If you're not sure that you're saved, come right down and tell this man standing down here, I need to be saved. If you need to talk about baptism, following the Lord in obedience, you come. Maybe the Lord just spoke to your heart about being sincerely grateful for your salvation, for the fact that Jesus sacrificed Himself. While we wait today, you obey the Lord. You do the will of God. Let the Lord speak to your heart. May His mind be your mind this morning. Obey Him. There in your seat, turn your heart towards God. Thank Jesus for coming and being the sacrifice Himself for our salvation. What a blessed, blessed thing. While we play, while we wait this morning. Thank you, ladies. Father, we're grateful this morning for again for the opportunity to have this special, special day. And thankful most of all for the Lord Jesus, who sacrificed Himself so that we all could be saved. Men, women, boys, and girls around the world, human race, salvation, eternal life, heaven, available to whosoever will, because Jesus sacrificed Himself. Thank you for that. In Christ's name I pray it. Amen. Let's do this while you're standing. Let's dismiss those that need to get on the bus or catch the bus or help with the bus. Everybody else, if you will, be seated just for a moment. And we're going to have a baptism here, and then we will get you headed out just as soon as we can. All right.
All right, we've got Pam Sanderson here this morning to be baptized. She accepted Christ as her personal Savior on Tuesday night. Yeah. And Pam, we're excited that you are saved and that you're getting baptized today. Based on your public profession of faith in Christ, Pam, I now baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Buried in the likeness of His death, raised in the likeness of His resurrection, to walk in newness of life.
Thank you, Alan. God bless you. Pam came here to bring her grandchildren to church. That's why she wanted her grandchildren to be in church. And then wanted to join our church. And Alan had the opportunity to talk to her about that, realized she'd never been saved, and trusted Christ as her Savior. That's a blessing. Amen.